Life Audio.
Many people have access to God's Word, but they never open it and never get around to reading the treasures it contains. Well, today we have the opportunity to take full advantage of our access to the Bible by reading it together and praying through the teaching we find in it. I'm excited to dig in, just as I am every day, but before we do, let's pause for a very quick message from our sponsors, and then we'll read God's Word together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, which says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Many people in this world are on a path that leads to destruction and despair. In their own wisdom, this path makes sense to them, and in many respects, it's likely that they have no idea that they're headed in a direction that results in that unfortunate outcome. But Jesus invites us to enter by the narrow gate. The narrow gate is a reference to Him. He is the way to life. He is the way to the Father. While there are many ways in this world that people mistakenly believe will lead to salvation, there is no other way to be saved than by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. True faith in Jesus results in us following Him with our lives. It's not always easy to follow Jesus in the midst of a world that tries to encourage us to go in a different direction. This world influences us to take shortcuts, to sacrifice our integrity, to harm others for selfish gain, and to treat ourselves like we are the God of our own lives. But Jesus has made Himself known to us, and the Holy Spirit is testifying to our hearts that Christ is the one we have been called to follow. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at this poignant piece of Scripture today that shows us that there is a way You have called us to believe and live. Father, we recognize that many people in this world, in fact, most people in this world, as Your Son revealed to us in this Scripture, are on the path to destruction. They're going in a direction that does not lead to life. In fact, it leads to death. And it leads to despair. And it's a path that You don't want us to follow. Father, as we look at this portion of Your Word, we see that Your Son, Jesus Christ, revealed to us that the gate to salvation is narrow. That the way that leads to life is far different from what many people accept. Lord, we know that most people prefer an easy path. Most people prefer to go the way of their own desires. Most people don't even want to admit that they need salvation. But then we look at this portion of Scripture, and Your Son reveals to us that the narrow path is hard. It can be hard at times not to go the direction that all our friends or family might be going in. It can be hard to make different decisions from what others prefer we decide. It could be hard at times to feel like we're alone by following our conscience as You direct us and speak to our heart. But Lord, we're grateful for the fact that we're not alone. You are with us. You assure us that you remain with us always. And we're grateful for the outcome that you have in store for those of us who know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, as we walk this narrow path, this path of trusting your Son, we pray that the truth of your gospel would shine forth from our lives and be used by you to help others come to know your Son as well. Thank you, Father, for these blessings. Thank you for your goodness, and thank you for this very helpful reminder to us today. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.